is geographically, strategically placed when it comes to forced displacement, criminal activity, irregular transfers, irregular movement. And some years ago, when the marriage law was adopted for persons who opted to marry so that they could have a residence or a visa or a transfer to another country, we noted that persons found another channel. For example, there were children who didn't have a parent who was registered. For these children who didn't have biological parents, they could opt for residence, first of all, and then obtain nationality as a second step. However, in other cases, we have noted that there were cases of irregular adoption. With registration, therefore, we've established a direct procedure with the civil registry. And I'll give you the percentages. Now, I think it's important to mention this point, and that is when there's a special protection procedure with our agency, or when the civil registry recognizes a child, a warning system in the civil registry kicks in, and we have genetic markers. This case is then referred to the Child Welfare Agency for investigation and assessment. Turning now to registration, we do in fact have a high registration level, 94%, and 6%, which we still need to work on. And the question was, what measures have been taken? Since 2014, a project was set up, which is called Chiriquitos. It's a project, the name of which refers to a population group. This is a cross-border group, a migrant cross-border group, but belongs to our country. In the south of the country, we have a cross-border population with Panama, where they cross over to go to school and to health centers. We have a joint project and together with the UNHCR and another body in the country. A rapid, expeditious, and smooth registration system takes place in situ. The aim here is to cover this population, because we believe that the 6% mainly pertains to that cross-border population. We have been quite successful with our project, and we hope we're going to be able to disseminate this to other parts of the country, in particular in the north, where we face a very similar situation. That's what I can tell you in terms of the percentage of those who are unregistered and for whom we still need coverage. Thank you. Thank you very much. Once again, I'd like to give the floor to Irene Arce so that she tells about the participatory councils and the issue of participation more generally.